Hi, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of Girls with Anxiety. I'm Heike, and today you're just with me. I hope everyone is having a lovely 2021 so far and is feeling a little bit recharged, refreshed, especially after the shit show that happened last week. I don't want to get into it too much, but all I can say is that we have so much work to do and we need to do better. But with that being said, I am hopeful for 2021, even though, you know, it feels so much like 2020. But I am hopeful. As much as it feels the same because of the current state of the world, there is hope behind 2021, and I'm trying to get excited for that. I'm trying to put it in my mind that hopefully we will actually get shit done. There is a lot of people to hold accountable for that, and I'm hopeful. That's all I can say. Anyways, moving on. Neg sends her love. She's at home with sweet baby girl. She will be taking a hiatus for a few months to focus on motherhood. I haven't been able to meet ever yet, but we've had plenty of FaceTime calls, and she is one of the cutest babies I've ever seen. And maybe that's just me being biased, but like, holy shit. That little girl looks like a doll. I mean, Neg is beautiful, so it really doesn't surprise me, but she is so stinking cute. Neg will send me photos of her, and she's just like in tiny baby sweatpants, and I just think it's the cutest thing ever. Tiny baby sweatpants. I mean, come on. Anyways, enough about me gushing over ever. Like always, please subscribe, rate, review. It helps us out a lot. And maybe I'll just give you guys a little incentive. Please rate, review to this episode. To just like give me a thumbs up or like a, hey, you did great on your first solo episode. I don't know. You know, and also please subscribe to our GWA newsletter. You could find the link in our bio. It's super easy. It comes out once a month. It's just a little fun, like get to know us a little bit better, like our favorite product of the month and more detail about our guests. Yeah, first solo episode, first episode of the year. It's taken me some time to start recording this. I am nervous because I'm just always in my head, and I just gotta like shake it off. And you know, I think because I care about this community so much, I just want whatever I'm saying to be insightful, not I guess like insightful, but like it matters, and I just want it to be great for you guys because I care so much. I'm glad that I waited until today to record. It's Monday. This episode's coming out tomorrow. Like I kind of procrastinated a little bit, and I was like, I'm going to do this on Friday. Jake's going to be down visiting his grandma. Like I'll have the whole house to myself. Like I won't have any distractions. And I just wasn't in the mood. I was like, I'm not going to do it. I had a lot of other opportunities to record this episode over the weekend, and I decided not to. I think I was really in my head. I wasn't in the right mindset. I was also like not in the best mood, and I like want to put my best self out there when I'm recording and talking to you guys. And so yesterday I went to the beach by myself, something that I've never done before, which is so odd because you know, I love the beach so much. It just like really like grounds me, and just like the ocean air and like seeing the water, it just really recharges me. And I'm like, why am I so scared to do this alone? Like I have not gone to the beach by myself because I'm just scared to do it alone. And I always like want to go with someone. And yesterday I was like, no, I need to go by myself to just recharge. I'm in a terrible mood. I don't know why. I just need to be alone. And I drove, and I live in LA now, so the beach isn't necessarily, I live on the east side, so it's not close at all. And I drove to the beach and I was there for 2 hours alone, and it was the most magical thing. And I was like, why don't I do this more alone? Like, being, something about being alone is just so, so nice, because you don't have to like worry about anyone and you're just with your own thoughts and you could just like decompress. And I was just feeling really deflated, and I definitely recharged my batteries, and it's something that I'm gonna do a lot this year, because I do spend a lot of time alone in the house, and that I think is just like my comfort zone, my comfort bubble, just like being here. But like exploring again, it's been like a common thread on this podcast of just like me venturing out alone. But I think like actually taking time, and it's like I did something nice for myself, and it was something that I wanted to do, and I put my fears aside. And when I finally got there, I was like, why have I been so scared? But long story long, oh my God, about why I waited to record this episode. I'm reading this book called The Book of Moods. It's by Lauren Martin. She's the founder of Words of Women, excuse me. And I am reading it, and I find it, I like it. I think it speaks to me in some of the things. I'm like, okay, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and other things I'm like, oh wow, yeah, that makes total sense. But I'm happy that I read this before I recorded it, because I wanted to share this with you. It's just like a little snippet of one of her chapters. Replace calm down with I'm excited. Replace I don't want to with I get to. Replace I'm scared with I'm pumped. And with that being said, I'm super pumped to fucking talk to you guys. I'm like a little nervous, but I'm pumped. And I think that we sometimes think that our excitement is anxiety and nerves. And Liv and I talked about this in the mental wellness episode a few episodes back, if you want to listen to it. But we talk about how anxiety and excitement kind of have like the same feeling. And I think that's what I was having this whole entire time leading up to this episode to record. It was like, I am very excited, but I'm also like very anxious at the same time. And I just needed to like push away the anxiousness and anxiety and replace it with 100% excitement. And I'm very excited. And yeah, I'm excited to talk to you guys. I feel like it's been a minute since we've recorded, because we did record the episodes in November, the very beginning of December, before Neg gave birth. And I feel like it's been a while, so I feel a little rusty, but I am excited. Anyways, longest reason as to why I waited so long to record. Before we get into the episode, and you guys are probably like, didn't you already get into it just talking to us for 20 minutes about why you waited and procrastinated so long to record this episode? Yes, but for reals, I wanted to talk to you guys about my new favorite skincare product right now. It's a product. It's a forever eye mask from this company called Do Skin. It is currently sold out right now, but I highly suggest you guys getting on their wait list. This eye mask is no joke. Oh, it checks all my boxes of when I'm searching for sustainability and eco-friendly products. It is a Forever Eye Mask, and it is incredible. And the fact that they're reusable and sustainable and eco-friendly and founded by three women, I mean, A plus all around. They are 100% medical grade silicone. Non-porous material means long-term reuse, packaging made to last, and it's the eye mask that will last you forever and you will never need one. They are currently sold out, but I highly suggest you guys get on their waiting list because these things are, they're magic and they're only $25. And I think that's great for something that's reusable. And yeah, they're great. I love them. I'll share them with you guys on our newsletter and then I can take a photo for you guys and post it on Instagram. And with that, I also want to talk to you guys about like why I share my skincare product with you. It's not because like I want to be this like wannabe like beauty blogger and like skincare know-it-all, because I'm the furthest from that, but it's something that has like helped me calm my anxiety and my anxiousness. Like when I feel like I'm spiraling, I find that I like my escapism is to like look up skincare and like beauty and like watch it on like YouTube or on Instagram. And it just like helps ease my mind and like calms me down, and it distracts my mind when I'm in a tailspin of thoughts. It's something that I look forward to every morning and evening, and that's why I like to incorporate it into the podcast, because it's something that helps me with my anxiety. And I would love to hear how you guys decompress and what helps you with your anxiety and when you feel like you need something to escape. Like what helps you ease your mind? What else is going on? Therapy is going great. I had my first session of the year on Friday. I just love my therapist so much. She just brings me so much joy and peace of mind. And, you know, we've talked a lot about my journey into finding a therapist. And, you know, I just want to reiterate, like, if you guys are in therapy and you haven't found your right person, like, please don't be discouraged to just find another one. I know it's so tough to just like pick up and leave and find another therapist, but like, it is so beneficial to find someone that you really click with and that you feel comfortable with and that you feel like is giving you the tools that you need to help with your anxiety or depression, your OCD, whatever you're working through at the moment. But yeah, I mean, I had two before I found this one, and I was just like, I'm giving up. I'm not. I'm going to go back to what I was doing, trying to figure out myself, just try to like self-help myself. And, you know, sometimes you can't, and you need that outside person to like really help you, give you the tools that you need. And yes, I know it is expensive, but for me, it's worth like every dime, and I'm not doing it every week. If I had a job and the money, like I would go every week, but right now it's every other week. And you know, with that, that's just still so helpful. What else? Yeah, just same old, same old. I'm still, you know, not every day, but actively looking for a job, and I'm trying not to be so hard on myself when I can't find the right one. You know, like it does take time, and I'm not the only one out there that doesn't have a job at the moment. There's a lot of us that unfortunately lost our job due to the pandemic, and it is disheartening when like I have emailed and applied and I've talked to recruiters like, you're the perfect fit, or this job looks great, I'm going to apply, I'm going to put myself out there, I'm going to email, and you don't hear anything back. And yeah, it's tough. Like, rejection is tough, but you just have to continue to like keep putting yourself out there, because eventually you will find the right fit. And I have to keep telling myself, like, just because I don't have a job doesn't mean I'm not worth it. And like, having a job doesn't mean that, doesn't rely on like my worth. So I know it's easier said than done for sure, but just keep putting yourself out there. I mean, the amount of times that I feel like I've been rejected in the last year, not even like rejected, because sometimes or most of the time I don't even get an email back. I'm just like, fuck, like that sucks. Like, okay, maybe I am not worth it. And maybe like my skills aren't good enough, but you know what? Like, everyone is right for a certain job and I'm not right for that particular job. So I can't lose sleep over it, and I can't be sad or let it affect my self-esteem, because the fact that I'm even putting myself out there is already scary, and I should be proud of myself alone just for doing that. And I think that's it. Yeah. I am doing a 30-day yoga challenge with Adrian, with yoga with Adrian. This is like my fifth year in a row doing it. I absolutely love it. It's something that I look forward to every January. And it just makes me feel really good. And something right now, especially, like I have something to look forward to do every day. And I just love her. I think she is so great. Anyways, over the weekend, I did ask you guys to ask me some questions that I could answer on the podcast. So let's just get into that, because that's what this episode is all about, is just, you know, getting to know me a little bit in my first solo episode. Okay, what's the first question? What are some new hobbies you've acquired during lockdown COVID? What are some new hobbies? Honestly, could I say therapy as a hobby? I mean, I don't really know if I have acquired any hobbies. I think maybe just like sitting with myself and my feelings, I'm going to say that's like a hobby. And I don't even know if that is a hobby, but just trying to be like one with myself and sit with my feelings and be okay with just sitting and listening to myself, I'm going to say that's a hobby right now, because yeah, that's my new hobby that I've acquired during COVID. Have you learned anything new about yourself since having more time with less people around? Yes. I think that goes back to the question of any hobbies. Just like being able to like sit with myself and with my feelings and being okay with it, even though at times it's super uncomfortable and lonely and sad. It's something that's really important, because I have for so long pushed my feelings aside, and putting myself first is something that is very new to me. So I feel like that's what I've learned in this whole process with not having like people around, is just really being okay with being alone. This is not a question, but hi, Heike, I miss you so much. That's from my cousin. I miss you so much too, Brianna. Can't wait to see you when everything calms down. I miss you and the family so much. Okay, next question. How are you de-stressing nowadays? How am I de-stressing? I think I'm reading. Reading more has helped. With me de-stressing, going on walks. Like, I love to go to the reservoir and just put on a true crime podcast and walk and scare the shit out of myself while I'm walking by myself. My therapist, though, I thought maybe I should stop listening to true crime because I do have such bad anxiety. But she's like, no, channel that anxiety to something else. And I was like, fine, I will. So I have been. And I think just like going on walks and just being alone in nature or just like outside and like listening to true crime, like that's my way of de-stressing. It doesn't necessarily sound like something someone would say with anxiety to distress is to listen to true crime, like murder podcast and scare themselves, but it helps. It's helpful. I highly recommend it if you guys need something to listen to. My Favorite Murder, I really love because it's two comedians and they make it lighthearted, even though it's not lighthearted. And like, you're also laughing, and they are really big mental health advocates. So I think it's like the perfect like dose of like scaring me and then like feeling uplifted and like, okay, like these women are also struggling with mental health. I really like it. Okay. Next question. Oh, this one's hard. Burritos or tacos? You know, I love both, but I think I'm a taco girl. I love tacos. I could have tacos anytime and they'll always make me happy. This is another funny one. Bean dip or queso? Queso. I love queso. Anything, even though like I shouldn't eat cheese. Queso. I mean, I love a bean dip too. Like I really do, because it goes with chips and I love chips. Like chips, I'm a huge chip connoisseur. I think I've talked about it on here before. Chips are my favorite, but I'd have to say queso. Oh, this is from Jake. Which cat is your favorite? And like, I feel like that is such an unfair question to ask me because like they are my children and they're all my favorite. I'm just going to say that they're all my favorite, right? My least favorite out of the favorites, because they're all my favorite, I'm going to have to say is Shrimp right now. He's out of control. He's the most mischievous cat we've ever had. You should see my hands. They are covered in scratches and bite marks. And right now he needs to get fixed. He's almost 7 months, but with COVID right now, it's like a whole process, and he keeps humping Delilah, and I feel so bad for her. And it's like, why are you humping a cat that looks exactly like you? You're a little narcissistic. Come on, Shrimp. You can do better. But yeah, they're all my favorite. Okay. What's been your biggest learning in 2020? I think my biggest learning... the biggest thing I've learned in 2020 is that I can no longer help myself and be my own therapist, and that I really just needed to go to therapy. Like for so many years, I had just pushed it aside and told myself that I was able to do it myself, or I could figure it out myself, or like talk myself off the ledge, or like self-help, or like I'll meditate, which is great. I'll journal, which these are all great tools, but I needed an unbiased opinion. I needed someone else to give me the tools that like I didn't know that I needed or never thought of, or really break down reasons why I was having these things, like having anxiety, or the reasons why I'm feeling this way, and my self-esteem. And you know, it goes back to like childhood, and it's stuff that like I never thought to think to correlate with like, okay, like this is why I'm feeling this way because of X, Y, and Z. So I would have to say that going to therapy was like my biggest learning point in 2020. Okay, next. What is your intention you're setting for 2021? I think just to be calm. There has been so much commotion and craziness within the last year that I'm just trying to like set my intention as like just to be calm and to slow down and just, and like slow down not as like, oh, like you're busy or like you don't have a job, so like what are you slowing down for? Just like my mind slow down, like calm myself, like slowing down as in like not going from like one to like a thousand when like something wrong happens, or not even wrong, it's something that I feel like with my anxiety, like I've talked about it before on here too, like I'm someone that goes from 0 to 1,000 so quickly, and I don't even like have the steps to like, it's not like 0 and then like 100, 500, it's just like literally like 0 to 1,000, and like there's no rational thinking. So I think like that, like slowing down in that aspect and like finding calmness, because I was so much in my head last year with just like with everything that's going on and like with my mom and jobs and whatnot. Like that's my intention, is to find calmness and to slow down. What's something good that happened for you that wouldn't have without COVID? Okay, and I feel like me saying like therapy is going to be like this common thread with these questions. And I think it's therapy because I actually had the time to put myself first because I wasn't busy with like work or outside distractions. And it was also something that like a lot of things like started to come to head, and I was like, ah, I need help. And I think without COVID and like without having a job, like it really made myself to put myself first. And so I would have to say therapy. It's been such a blessing. Oh my God. Okay, let's see. Tips to avoid anxiety about this year being another shit show. You know, I wish I had the answer for this, but I think just like every time you start to feel anxious and like the anxiety like creeping in like up your chest, just to like take a step back and take a deep breath and just remember, like just to like ground yourself and like put yourself back in your body, because there's like we can't control like what's happening in the outside world. But we can control like what's happening with ourselves and with our emotions and with our anxiety. Not always, because I mean, if we could, like we would not have anxiety, right? But just to like ground yourself. And again, like, I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. This is just me talking to you guys with someone that has anxiety and just like giving you tips that have helped me. But yeah, I would think just like to sit back and just be like, okay, like I can't control anything that's happening around me, but I can control like my feelings within inside myself. And if I just like sit back and take a few deep breaths and like just internalize that I will be okay and I will feel grounded and less out of control, I think that can help, if that makes sense. I have no idea. But I'll let you know, because I'm sure one of these things is going to happen, or this like feeling of out of controlness and another shit show of a year is going to happen. I mean, you know, we saw what happened last week at the Capitol. We can, I mean, like I felt like completely depleted and exhausted after seeing that. I was like, wow. I wish I could say I was shocked and surprised, but I'm not. And that was something really like tragic and hard to watch. And, you know, with stuff like that, like I think you could try a lot of things and like feel grounded and take deep breaths or like journal and meditate or exercise or go on a walk or whatever. And sometimes, you know, you just got to let your anxiety like ride it out because you're like, what the fuck is happening with this world? You know, people are fucked up. Anyways, moving on. How important is your physical practice to your mental health? For me, it's very important. A few months back, I was going through, I wouldn't say like a depression, but I was like really low. And I talked about it on here. And I think for like a week straight, like I just like didn't leave bed. I just like did very little and I didn't work out or do my yoga or went on a walk. I didn't do any of that. And it's good to like sit and feel your feelings. But for me, I also have to incorporate some type of movement because I noticed like once I started to feel a little bit better, like I was like, okay, I need to do my yoga or Pilates. And I do it all at home via YouTube or go on my walk. And I was like, wow, just like doing that made me feel so much better mentally. It was kind of, and I wouldn't say it was a distraction, but just like doing something for myself, moving, it really just made it moved my anxiety, anxiousness, my sad thoughts. It like made them not stagnant and like moved around my body. And like later I was able to like really work through them. So I hope all these questions and answers like makes, or these answers make sense to these questions. I mean, who knows? But I think that's like what helped me. That helps me a lot is some sort of movement throughout the day. And it just clears my head. And I know sometimes it's really, really, really hard to pull yourself out of that lull. And it's okay if you just have to find like compassion and gentleness with yourself. And if you don't feel like moving or working out or whatever, or any type of physical activity that day, like I think you have to like recognize it and just be like, that's okay. Like tomorrow I'll be able to like meet, tomorrow is a new day and we'll try again. And like I think sometimes it's okay to like push yourself to do whatever that physical activity you do enjoy. It might be really hard to get out of that rut, but like once you like give yourself a little like tap on the butt, like, no, you got this. Like, I know I don't want to do it right this second, but I think afterwards I'm going to feel better. Like, I think it's really important because for me, like, I'm like, God, I don't want to do my yoga. I don't want to do this. I don't want to go on a walk. But every time afterwards, I feel so refreshed, recharged, and my mood is a lot better. So I think it's really important to me. And again, like it's different for everyone, but for me, it's important. Okay. Next question. Okay. What do you do to get your mind off the anxiety inducing current events? Okay. So I kind of spoke about this in the beginning of the episode 12 years ago. Just kidding. You know, just like being a skincare beauty nerd, I think that if you find something that really like that you can immerse yourself into and just like keep your mind off of what is happening outside, I think that's really helpful. Like that helps me a lot, just like researching and watching beauty videos and skincare tips and blogs and Instagram, like all of that to like distract me with like what's going on, like really calms my anxiety and kind of like grounds me. It's like, or like reading a book or like watching your favorite TV show or binge watching a series, you know, like that's like what skincare and beauty is to me. And that's what helps me when I'm feeling anxious about like what's going on in our world. And sometimes none of that helps. And I'm just like, shit, I'm just honestly going to watch the news and just be like, fuck, what is happening? Because sometimes I'm just like, you know, it's just like a train wreck. You just got to watch it. Because if you don't, my mind runs like, what's happening? Like, I'm only going to think about it. So I don't know if that's really helpful, which it's not, but sometimes I just like can't turn it off. What would you tell someone who's newly experiencing anxiety and depression? Okay. I feel like a lot of people right now with COVID and the current events, like, are experiencing anxiety that maybe have never experienced anxiety. And I would say, I'm so sorry that you're feeling this way, that you will be okay. And I think you just need to find someone that you trust and just are able to talk things out with. I think so many of us are ashamed or embarrassed that we have anxiety or depression, and it's something that you shouldn't be. And if you could find like friends or family, even a therapist, to just like talk about what you're feeling is something like really important, because bottling up these emotions is just, you know, it's just going to fester up and you're going to get more anxiety out of just not being able to express how you're feeling. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. Please just take with whatever I'm saying with a grain of salt. And it's someone who has experienced anxiety. Like, I'm just, again, giving you tips of like what I think and what has helped me. And I mean, like, some of you guys can be listening and be like, what is this bitch even talking about? I know. Okay. What is your dream career? Okay. So it's changed. It used to be being in the fashion industry. And I am. Well, currently I am in no industry. I don't have a job. Podcasting? Yeah. Anyways. So I would say it was fashion. And I have been in fashion for like 8 years. And I loved it. I loved every aspect of it. I loved just like being part of the creative aspect of it. The photo shoots, getting to meet wonderful people, all these creatives. It was something so great. And then something changed in me. And I think it was because I was working for a fast fashion company that I was just like, no. It's just not for me. The fashion industry is great in some aspect, but I think it's just like not for me anymore. It doesn't fulfill me, doesn't bring me joy, it stresses me out. And so I think my dream career would be something in the beauty industry. But I say that reluctantly because it's something that I really enjoy and I love. And it was something like fashion that I really loved and enjoyed. And then once I got into the industry and I was there for a while and I was able to see like the underbelly and like all different aspects of the industry, it really turned me off. And then like, I don't want that to happen with skincare and beauty. Like, I don't want to be like, wow, I loved this thing so much, and then like see everything that goes behind it. Then I'm just like, wow, never mind. This is something that like I don't enjoy anymore. But also with that being said, like if the time does come and I do get to work in the beauty industry, I would make sure that I was with a company that aligned with my core values. But that is just like being very picky and privileged, and like your girl needs a job, but I'm not going to work for a company that doesn't align with my beliefs. So maybe I'll never find a job. Okay. What was one or more good things about 2020? Okay, again, therapy. Therapy, therapy, therapy. I will not stop saying it. Therapy was one of the best things that happened in 2020. Out of a shit storm fire of a year, therapy has been the light of 2020. Also, you know, being able to just like hang out with Jake and come out of it, come out of 2020 quarantine, not to mention quarantining in a 500 square foot studio for the first half of lockdown. The lockdown where everything was closed and you like couldn't go outside or do anything, like coming out of that stronger and with better communication, I think is one of the best things. It really like, not that it solidified our relationship because we've been together for 12 years, but it's like, shit, like we can do this and we still enjoy spending time with each other and just ourselves, you know, like also being able to hang out with ourselves, but alone at the same time, like in the same room, hanging out, but not hanging out with each other, if that makes sense, like enjoying our company, but also doing our own thing at the same time. Like that has been like something truly amazing that has come out of 2020. We've even talked about it, like shit, like we got through this, and a lot of, unfortunately, like a lot of couples, you know, like it was breaking points and we were able to get through it and stronger at the other end. I mean, we're still in lockdown, so you know, I'll get back to that in 2022. Just kidding. Okay. How many cats do you want? 3. That's enough. 3 is too many as is. I love all of them and they're all special, but 3. Yeah, right. Are you kidding me? If any of my friends find a stray cat, please don't bring them to us. We have 3. That's how we got Shrimp. I mean, I will take in a stray cat and like foster it and would probably become our 4th cat, but please don't. Where do you want to go on your next trip? I want to go to Big Sur so bad. I've been telling Jake since 1952, take me to Big Sur. Take me to Big Sur. I want to go to Big Sur. I think it's so beautiful. Now we have a truck that we could camp in. I just want to go to Big Sur. I think that's my big main trip that I want to go to. I mean, I would love to go to Europe again, but right now with the state, that's with COVID, planes scare the shit out of me. Traveling, I get travel anxiety. So just like driving somewhere is what is going to be the next trip. And that will be hopefully Big Sur once it gets a little warmer out, because our last camping trip I nearly froze to death, so it needs to be just a little warmer out for me to bear the elements. Okay, you guys, a few more questions and then I'll wrap it up. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you guys are still out there listening to me talk about myself. Okay. This is a great one. What are some daily things that bring you joy, or weekly things? Okay. I think my daily joys are just like the little things, like waking up and making my own coffee. Like I love doing that. It's like such a great way to like start my morning. And then, you know, doing my yoga challenge right now has been really great. I'm like, okay, like, look, I did it. I worked out today. I completed another day. Like I'm trying really hard to do the 30 days complete every day and not skip a day. So that's been bringing me joy. And what else? You know, like I've like set a little routine for me. Like I wake up, I make my coffee, I do my morning skincare routine. You know, I watch some of my, like, I watch YouTube in the morning, just some of like my like skincare videos or like design, like interior design videos, and then go on a walk, go on a bike ride, you know, just like those are the little things right now that bring me joy. Yeah. Making dinner with Jake, I think that's like a nice little, a little daily thing that brings me joy. Okay. And my last question, and it's from Sweet Neg. Okay. She is asking me, if you had one word to describe 2020 for you and one word you would want to describe 2021, what would it be or what would they be? Okay. So I talked about this with my therapist and she said, and I didn't even think about it until she said it, but she said, last year, I was learning how to let go a lot. Like last year was just me letting go. And I think that in 2021, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to seek out the same for myself. And Neg was saying like resilience. And I think that's like the perfect word to describe resilience, like letting go. In 2020, I was starting to like let go and shed not so much expectations, but just letting go of like, okay, like this is the capability of like what my mom can give me, and I have to be okay with that and just like not fight it anymore and like let that go and be like, okay, this is our relationship. This is how it's going to be. It's a great relationship, but sometimes I need more, and knowing that that's not capable, I have to be okay with it. And then also like letting go of traumatic relationships that I've had in the past and just accepting it. Not so much like accepting it, just being like, that happened to me, but just like knowing why and then moving forward. So like letting go, I think, is the perfect word to describe 2020 and like 2021 resilience, of like continuing with the same notion of just letting go and just putting myself first and working on my self-esteem. That is not one word. These are all just words to describe like how I want to be. But yeah, thank you guys so much for all these questions. I hope you enjoyed them. I hope it wasn't so repetitive. But again, therapy. I'm going to drop it right there again. Therapy. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to my first solo episode. I'm so excited for this year. We have some great guests slotted in. And I can't wait for you to hear it and where GWA is going to go. I hope we continue to grow our community. And I'm going to say it. I'm not going to put too much pressure on myself for it though, but I will say I'm going to try very, very hard for 2021 to have at least one episode a month. I know we can do it. We got this. And I hope you guys enjoyed. And please, again, subscribe, rate, review. I love you guys so much. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.